And welcome back. It's Midday. I'm Tom Hall. Now we take a moment to reflect on the work and legacy of the late Winnie Madikizela Mandela, a fierce advocate for social justice, considered by many South Africans to be the mother of their nation. Winnie Madikizela Mandela was born on September 26, 1936. Her name in Xhosa was Nomzamo, which means she who tries. She is revered in South Africa and around the African continent for her relentless fight against the South African apartheid system, which was implemented in 1948 and for nearly 50 years subjected the native black population there to violence, intimidation, and segregation. For 27 years, while her husband Nelson Mandela was in prison, Winnie Mandela was the global face and voice of the struggle against apartheid. Winnie Mandela died last Monday at the age of 81. A memorial service was held for her today in Soweto. Her official funeral will take place on Saturday. Dr. Amira Woods joins us once again. She is a scholar with the Institute for Policy Studies. She specializes in human rights, social impact, and innovation. She's also a member of the International Working Group for Africans Rising, a network of African social justice movements. Dr. Woods, always good to see you.
It's an honor to be with you.
And joining us from Boston, Dr. Sholela Manku. He's a professor of sociology at the University of Cape Town. He's the author and co-author of 9 books, including a biography of the anti-apartheid activist Steve Biko. Dr. Manku, welcome as well.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Sure. So, Dr. Woods, your assessment of the importance and the historical legacy of Winnie Mandela.
You know, Mama Winnie, as she's so affectionately known, is an icon not only for South Africa and Africa, but really for the world. She stood as a fierce, bold, courageous woman leader at a time when, because of the violence being wrought by the apartheid regime, minority rule South Africa with its, you know, vicious use of state instruments of violence and torture that really tore apart the dignity of a people. Well, Winnie Mandela rose. You know, she started as a social worker, caring for children, caring for and doing research really on black children and their lives, and rose from that to marry Mandela and to really serve as this incredible vision of what African people standing with dignity can be.
And Dr. Manku, we all know, of course, the lengthy historic imprisonment and incarceration of Nelson Mandela. But Winnie Mandela spent a fair amount of time in prison as well, did she not?
Yes, she did. And, one of the most heartbreaking moments, actually, is that she was kept in prison for over a year in solitary confinement. This was in the late 1960s, around 68, 69. And she wrote a book about that. I think it's called 419 Days. So she was literally being tortured and in an apparent effort to also punish Mandela. So there was a way in which, you know, the two were related in more than just marriage, in how the apartheid system was using one to break the other in an endless kind of like cycle. And of course, you know, she was banished to a place she had never lived in before, a place called Grandfort, where she just lived by herself in total isolation from all the people that she had known. So there's a whole story of her own tragedy.
Indeed. And Dr. Woods, the different directions that Nelson and Winnie Mandela ended up taking once the dust had settled, to what do you account that?
Winnie Mandela always stood with the people, with the masses. She was seen as a leader who drew her strength from the people. And she always, I think, really till her passing, she represented a voice that was aligned with young people, in South Africa, on the continent, and in the world, young movements for change, demanding justice. And so, you know, I think for many, you know, Nelson Mandela will always be an incredible icon and leader as well. He was taking, after 27 years in prison, often a much more pragmatic view as to what was needed for the country. And Winnie was the voice reminding, well, this is what young people, this is what the movements in the streets are saying and needing and demanding, and making sure that those concerns were amplified both within the ANC and throughout the government.
Here's a clip from an interview that Winnie Mandela did with a documentary filmmaker in 1983.
Do you believe you will see liberation in your lifetime?
Oh, certainly. That I'm completely convinced of. That is why even exile is so worthwhile, because I'm absolutely certain that we shall attain our liberation. And even being in exile really is a constant reminder of the sickness of our society, and that we are virtually in prison, even in our country. Those who are outside prison walls are simply in a bigger prison, because the black man is virtually a prisoner, and all those other fellow whites and other groups that are as oppressed as we are all really in prison, in a bigger apartheid prison.
And Dr. Manku, as Dr. Woods was saying, you know, always Winnie Mandela always connected to the people, perhaps in a way different than Nelson Mandela did. I wonder if history will show that it took both approaches, both ways of approaching the evils of apartheid. What do you think?
Well, the other one was in prison, you know, for 27 years.
But we associate Nelson Mandela with reconciliation and moving forward and sort of getting over it. I mean, his equanimity in the whole thing was just remarkable. I mean, Winnie Mandela just seems to be a bit more fiery than Nelson. Is that fair?
Well, you know, it depends on which stage of their lives you look at. I mean, if you look at Mandela, Nelson Mandela, in the 1950s and the early 1960s, he was as fiery as you can get, you know. So one of the problems we have in looking at these individuals is that we tend to look at snapshots of them, you know, and we look at them at particular periods in time. Whereas if we look at them, you know, over a long span, you will see the same fire in Nelson Mandela that you saw in Winnie. It's just that prison gave Nelson Mandela a different space, not just Mandela, by the way, and a whole range of other prisoners, a way in many ways to sublimate their anger and their feelings, and a space to think strategically about the way to go forward. So I think it's very, very important not to look at them as different individuals, but to look at the circumstances in which, you know, they were, and how those circumstances influenced the way they would act.
Sure.
And intervene.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And Dr. Woods, we'll give you the last word here. We just have about a minute left. The way that Winnie Mandela is remembered in the South African press and the American press, for example, you know, the American press seems to be full of a lot of, she was a great person, but she had these problems, and the problems are well documented about, you know, charges of violent crimes and all that stuff. What do you think? Ultimately, where will we be when we think of Winnie Mandela?
You know, I think many are saying that the differences in the media coverage are so stark because others are trying to rewrite history and to sort of take away the dignity of Winnie Mandela and the dignity of a woman leader. And so I think we do have to pull back the lens. I share ultimately that view that we've got to not look at snapshots of these individuals, but understand that Winnie Mandela took on a mantle of women leaders who had fought colonialism, who had fought slavery, who had fought for the liberation of their people. Winnie Mandela took that baton, ran with it beautifully, and has really inspired new generations of leaders in South Africa, on the African continent, and around the world who are visioning a different world, a better world, particularly for Black and brown people on this planet. So I think we applaud her and we say, you know,
and we have to leave it there. But I very much appreciate your coming by, Dr. Amira Woods, a scholar with the Institute for Policy Studies, and Dr. Shalela Mankhu of the University of Cape Town. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
We've got a link to more about Winnie Mandela on our website, wypr.org/midday. Lunch today was provided by the Baltimore Chef Shop on the Avenue in Hamden. They offer a variety of private events and cooking classes for kids and adults, including baking and international cuisines. Tomorrow night, they've got a Southern menu, and on Friday night, there's a class on Indian vegetarian cuisine and another one on sushi. We'll have more on the web at baltimorechefshop.com. Hope you can join us tomorrow on Midday. We're going to talk about the Maryland General Assembly that just finished up on Monday night with some people who were involved, two senators and two delegates. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for being with us today. Have a great day. Welcome back. It's Midday. I'm Tom Hall. Now we take a moment to reflect on the work and legacy of the late Winnie Madikizela Mandela, a fierce advocate for social justice, considered by many South Africans to be the mother of their nation. Winnie Madikizela Mandela was born on September 26, 1936. Her name in Xhosa was Nomzamo, which means she who tries. She is revered in South Africa and around the African continent for her relentless fight against the South African apartheid system, which was implemented in 1948 and for nearly 50 years subjected the native black population there to violence, intimidation, and segregation. For 27 years, while her husband Nelson Mandela was in prison, Winnie Mandela was the global face and voice of the struggle against apartheid. Winnie Mandela died last Monday at the age of 81. A memorial service was held for her today in Soweto. Her official funeral will take place on Saturday. Dr. Amira Woods joins us once again. She is a scholar with the Institute for Policy Studies. She specializes in human rights, social impact, and innovation. She's also a member of the International Working Group for Africans Rising, a network of African social justice movements. Dr. Woods, always good to see you.
It's an honor to be with you.
And joining us from Boston, Dr. Shalela Mankhu. He's a professor of sociology at the University of Cape Town. He's the author and co-author of 9 books, including a biography of the anti-apartheid activist Steve Biko. Dr. Mankhu, welcome as well.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Sure. So, Dr. Woods, your assessment of the importance and the historical legacy of Winnie Mandela.
You know, Mama Winnie, as she's so affectionately known, is an icon not only for South Africa and Africa, but really for the world. She stood as a fierce, bold, courageous woman leader at a time when, because of the violence being wrought by the apartheid regime, minority rule South Africa with its, you know, vicious use of state instruments of violence and torture that really tore apart the dignity of a people. Well, Winnie Mandela rose. You know, she started as a social worker, caring for children, caring for and doing research really on black children and their lives, and rose from that to marry Mandela and to really serve as this incredible vision of what African people standing with dignity can be.
And Dr. Mankhu, we all know, of course, the lengthy and you know, historic imprisonment and incarceration of Nelson Mandela. But Winnie Mandela spent a fair amount of time in prison as well, did she not?
Yes, she did. And you know, one of the most heartbreaking moments, actually, is that she was kept in prison for over a year in solitary confinement. This was in the late 1960s, around 68, 69. And she wrote a book about that. I think it's called 419 Days. So she was literally being tortured and in an apparent effort to also punish Mandela. So there was a way in which, you know, the two were related in more than just marriage, in how the apartheid system was using one to break the other in an endless kind of like cycle. And of course, you know, she was banished to a place she had never lived in before, a place called Grandfort, where she just lived by herself in total isolation from all the people that she had known. So there's a whole story of her own tragedy.
Indeed. And Dr. Woods, the different directions that Nelson and Winnie Mandela ended up taking once the dust had settled, to what do you account that?
Winnie Mandela always stood with the people, with the masses. She was seen as a leader who drew her strength from the people. And she always, I think really till her passing, she represented a voice that was allied with young people in South Africa, on the continent and in the world, young movements for change, demanding justice. And so, you know, I think for many, you know, Nelson Mandela will always be an incredible icon and leader as well. He was taking, after 27 years in prison, often a much more pragmatic view as to what was needed for the country. And Winnie was the voice reminding, well, this is what young people, this is what the movements in the streets are saying and needing and demanding, and making sure that those concerns were amplified both within the ANC and throughout the government.
Here's a clip from an interview that Winnie Mandela did with a documentary filmmaker in 1983.
Do you believe you will see liberation in your lifetime?
Oh, certainly. That I'm completely convinced of. That is why even exile is so worthwhile, because I'm absolutely certain that we shall attain our liberation. And even being in exile really is a constant reminder of the sickness of our society, and that we are virtually in prison, even in our country. Those who are outside prison walls are simply in a bigger prison, because the black man is virtually a prisoner, and all those other fellow whites and other groups that are as oppressed as we are all really in prison, in a bigger apartheid prison.
And Dr. Manku, as Dr. Woods was saying, you know, always Winnie Mandela always connected to the people, perhaps in a way different than Nelson Mandela did. I wonder if history will show that it took both approaches, both ways of approaching the evils of apartheid. What do you think?
Well, the other one was in prison, you know, for 27 years.
But we associate Nelson Mandela with reconciliation and moving forward and sort of getting over it. I mean, his equanimity in the whole thing was just remarkable. I mean, Winnie Mandela just seems to be a bit more fiery than Nelson. Is that fair?
Well, you know, it depends on which stage of their lives you look at. I mean, if you look at Mandela, Nelson Mandela, in the 1950s and the early 1960s, he was as fiery as you can get, you know. So one of the problems we have in looking at these individuals is that we tend to look at snapshots of them, you know, and we look at them at particular periods in time. Whereas if we look at them, you know, over a long span, you will see the same fire in Nelson Mandela that you saw in Winnie. It's just that prison gave Nelson Mandela a different space, not just Mandela, by the way, and a whole range of other prisoners, a way in many ways to sublimate their anger and their feelings and a space to think strategically about the way to go forward. So I think it's very, very important not to look at them as different individuals, but to look at the circumstances in which, you know, they were, and how those circumstances influenced the way they would act.
Sure.
And intervene.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And Dr. Woods, we'll give you the last word here. We just have about a minute left. The way that Winnie Mandela is remembered in the South African press and the American press, for example, you know, the American press seems to be full of a lot of, she was a great person, but she had these problems, and the problems are well documented about, you know, charges of violent crimes and all that stuff. What do you think? What ultimately, where will we be when we think of Winnie Mandela?
You know, I think many are saying that the differences in the media coverage are so stark because others are trying to rewrite history and to sort of take away the dignity of Winnie Mandela and the dignity of a woman leader. And so I think we do have to pull back the lens. I share ultimately that view that we've got to not look at snapshots of these individuals, but understand that Winnie Mandela took on a mantle of women leaders who had fought colonialism, who had fought slavery, who had fought for the liberation of their people. Winnie Mandela took that baton, ran with it beautifully, and has really inspired new generations of leaders in South Africa, on the African continent, and around the world who are visioning a different world, a better world, particularly for Black and brown people on this planet. So I think we applaud her and we say, you know,
and we have to leave it there. But I very much appreciate your coming by, Dr. Amira Woods, a scholar with the Institute for Policy Studies, and Dr. Shalela Manku of the University of Cape Town. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
We've got a link to more about Winnie Mandela on our website, wypr.org/midday. Lunch today was provided by the Baltimore Chef Shop on the Avenue in Hamden. They offer a variety of private events and cooking classes for kids and adults, including baking and international cuisines. Tomorrow night, they've got a Southern menu, and on Friday night, there's a class on Indian vegetarian cuisine and another one on sushi. We'll have more on the web at baltimorechefshop.com. Hope you can join us tomorrow on Midday. We're going to talk about the Maryland General Assembly that just finished up on Monday night with some people who were involved, two senators and two delegates. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for being with us today. Have a great day.